T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you a resident of Buffalo?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we've seen the preferred design for the North Odd block. Just tell me your initial thoughts.
Well, I like the idea. I mean, scale-wise, I like it where the low buildings down by the reflecting ponds and everything else are in scale. The buildings back behind it, though, are going to have to need a little more work, the taller buildings. They kind of resemble something more. One building looked like a project I've seen in a project's building in downtown Rochester. It looks too similar to it, so I'd like to see more thought put into the taller buildings that are going to buffer. But the low buildings are well within scale. I like them.
Do you like the idea of like a high density neighborhood-ish kind of area down there?
Absolutely, no question about it. You go to any waterfront, any major city from Baltimore to Boston, Philly, New York City, whatever. There's always like a little area where everybody gets to hang out, especially like South Street Seaport or Faneuil Hall in Boston and the waterfront, the harbor in Baltimore. You know, that's an attraction. That just brings people down. I love it. It's great.
And now that this is the last major parcel of land that the state owns, talk about the importance to really get this project correct and really fill out the waterfront vision.
Well, it stayed with the whole canal side look in my book, where you had a lot of historic buildings that were modeled, and I think they did a pretty good job of modeling some old warehouse style buildings or pub-style buildings that they had back in the day. And they weren't really pretty back then. We're going to try to do the best thing they can. But I think basically they hit the scale right on the nose. I really do. And, you know, a place like that's not going to be easy to fill in with tenants and whatever. So it's not too big. It's not too small. I think right now it looks like it's hit the right numbers, you know, as far as that's concerned.